Good morning, I'm Nancy Williams, finishing my little several readings from one of my favorite cookbooks, With a Measure of Grace, by Blake Spaulding and Jennifer Castle, and which is a story and recipes of a small town restaurant called Hill's Backbone Grill in Boulder, Utah. This is what they write about winter, because they do close that restaurant from, I think probably New Year's Day to March, at least, maybe even before New Year's Day, depending on weather. And this is what they write on winter. Take a rest. A field that is rested gives a bountiful crop, is a wonderful quote from Ovid. Boulder winters are so quiet, you could take a nap in the middle of the road, if it weren't covered with a foot of snow, that is. No tourists come through town this time of year because many of the roads are impassable, making it even trickier than usual to reach Boulder. In the winter, Boulder epitomizes sleepy little town. The locals, who customarily squeeze so much work into each day that there's no time left for leisure, are at last forced to slow down. We take it one step further. We don't merely slow down. We come to a full stop. From mid-November to early March, the doors are closed. But before the grand blind-dropping, sign-posting, and door-locking, and going off for a long winter's nap ceremony can kick off, Hellas must be rocked gently to sleep. As with any young child, that takes some doing. The garden comes first. It's a job that begins in late fall when our last crops are past their prime and the gardeners start the somewhat elaborate process of seed saving. Allowing some crops to go to seed enables us all to cull the seeds and use them again the following year. It is a more cost-effective way of gardening, but requires some time and effort. When a plant has gone to seed, we carefully collect the seed heads or pods and lay them on paper towels for 2 weeks until no moisture remains, after which we label and store them in tightly closed glass jars. We save every possible seed for planting in the coming spring. The only kind we haven't had much luck with is squash, which cross-pollinates easily and can result in weird and unusually inedible variations. So unless you're interested in mutant pumpkins, it's a bit of a disappointment. Next on the list is to remove everything from the garden. The gardeners till the soil and plant cover crops like legumes, buckwheat, and vetches to add organic matter and fix nitrogen into the soil. They cut any remaining flowers so we can use them as garnish and harvest the last of the herbs, which we dry. Drying herbs concentrates their flavor. When substituting dried herbs in recipes that call for fresh, reduce your dose. Our general rule is 1 teaspoon of crumbled dried herbs for every tablespoon of fresh chopped herbs. Drying herbs is not labor-intensive, but the sifting, sorting, cleaning, and separating will occupy a good couple of afternoons that might otherwise be spent doing yoga or watching Sex and the City reruns on video. 1 garbage bag of fresh herbs yields approximately 1 large Ziploc of dried. But if you have the time and the floor or counter space, it's more than worth it. The first time I dried herbs, Jen said, I had pictured cute tiny bundles hanging in front of my windows, perfuming my house. Instead, I had a big mess in my living room. The process of drying herbs is similar to that of saving seeds. Spread them out on paper towels or sheets if you're drying in bulk, turning them every few days. Herbs tend to dry at different rates. Thyme, for instance, will dry in just a few days, whereas parsley can take a full week. It depends on the temperature and humidity in your home. A temperature of about 85 degrees is best, with humidity below 60%. The last step in putting the garden to sleep is to overwinter it, which involves burying the garden and any remaining living plants, like carrots or beets, in straw mulch. It will lie dormant during the winter until we uncover it in March, dig up the carrots, and start fresh. At the end of the season, Blake sits down with the gardener to map out the garden for the following season and take stock of what seeds we have available and what we need to order. We purchase seeds from the High Altitude Seed Trust, Native Seeds Search, Seeds for Change, Peaceful Valley, and Planet Natural. All these companies offer organic seeds. Native Seeds Search carries a variety of regional southwestern plants and heirloom varieties. With the business of the garden checked off the list, we only have to clean the restaurant, an operation that doubles as a party. Loud, loud music, so loud everyone has to yell to ask where the extra citrusole is kept, or what should be done with the purple feather boa that someone just found in the closet. We finally address the teetering piles of notes, recipes, Polaroids, many taken by BJ, of Tashi sitting at the table with various and sundry people, and old grease-spattered menus. We dole out any food that won't keep for 5 months, and we take inventory. Then, drumroll, we close the blinds, hang up the sign, lock the doors, and just walk away, Renee. Hibernation, relaxation. Time holds still in Boulder as layers of sparkling snow cover the ground and mountains. The thick square buttes come to look like giant blocks of vanilla ice cream. The stillness and silence are astonishing. Like everyone else in town, we've stockpiled food and firewood. Now we sleep in, take 2 hours to drink our morning coffee, stay in our pajamas until midday. We have time to play canasta with Breck and BJ, visit our families, travel to New Mexico, Arizona, and California, and finally, call our friends in other towns to reassure them that we haven't been run over by a tractor. Like fishermen who spend their winters repairing nets, we spend our winters readying ourselves for the coming season, answering long overdue correspondence, organizing, making repairs to the kitchen equipment, laying in a stock of supplies. Through the month, we continue to make improvements to the grill, but otherwise we try our best to shed our restaurant skins. The only cooking we do is for ourselves and friends who drop by, roasted chicken and veggies, or deep, hearty pots of pozole. We accept every dinner invitation that comes our way, giving others the chance to cook for us, and we realize with fantastic clarity how disconnected our lives become from our families and our friends during the cruel 9-month schedule of the season when the boundaries between work and life barely exist. Winter reminds us that we do have a life. In an agrarian, rural community such as this one, everything turns inward to the winter. There are few out-of-town visitors. Instead, the community reconnects. People host dinner parties and cook and bake for one another. Not everyone stays home. Many locals take advantage of the slow winter to travel. The Cochrans, for example, Bob, Sue, and their boys Rye, Crew, and Dawes, 15, 13, and 11. The Cochrans are cattle ranchers. They own the 160-acre Boulder Mountain Ranch and run an outfitting business, leading tourists on horseback through Utah's backcountry. They've taken us horseback riding, and their son Rye is one of our dishers. In the winter, the Cochrans hang a sign across the gate at Boulder Mountain Ranch that says, "Gone surfing." Then the hard-working cowboy family trades in boots for flip-flops, throws surfboards in the back of their pickup, and heads to the beaches of Mexico. Us, we rest. We sit and read, do crafts, savor the long, unoccupied afternoons. Jen bakes and cooks to warm her house. We watch movies. Time passes slowly. It's a funny, old-fashioned life we lead in the winter, but it's authentic. It's our reward for working hard the rest of the year. And if we've learned anything from our time in Boulder, we've learned bedrock survival. If you want to survive, you work as hard and as well as you possibly can, because it makes all the rest that much more beautiful. Naturally, because it's Hill's Backbone Grill, one of the best house salads in the whole state, or maybe the whole world, is made there. So I'd like to give you the recipe today for the Backbone House Salad. Salt Lake Magazine recognized this salad as one of the best in the state, and it's easily our most requested recipe. We top our salad with seasonal fruit from local orchards. In early spring, we order strawberries from our suppliers until our own are ready to harvest. As always, the freshest, locally grown organic ingredients make a world of difference. Build the salad on individual plates in the order the ingredients are listed and drizzle with our house honey chili dressing. I'll give you both of those recipes. The salad is built this way, in this order. Romaine hearts torn into small pieces, garden spring mix, jicama sliced into matchstick-sized pieces, toasted pepitas, which are just hulled pumpkin seeds, super sweet dehydrated corn, sliced fresh fruit, strawberries, cherries, plums, raspberries, peaches, pears, or apricots, whatever is in season and in your fridge. That's the entire salad. You just stack it up like that, and then you drizzle it with honey chili dressing, which you make from 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/4 cup of honey, 3/4 teaspoon of ground star anise, 1/4 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon of Chamayo red chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of canola oil. You combine all the ingredients except the oil in a blender. With the machine running, slowly dribble in the oil. Whirl a minute to combine. The dressing will keep for 10 days in the fridge. And that is it. So with that, I thought that green salad would just be perfect to spark up our evening wait for spring for dinner. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening today. I'm Nancy Williams for Zesty Garden, and you can get this recipe, by the way, on the Zesty Garden website, which is upr.org, by clicking the tab for Zesty Garden and looking for today's date. Thanks. See you next time.
Zesty Garden is a production of Utah Public Radio with producer Shalane Smith-Needham and Brian Earle. To listen to past programs or get additional information about the show, just go to upr.org. If you have an idea for an interview, including guests or topics, send your suggestions to zestygarden@gmail.com. You're listening to KUST HD1 Moab, KCEU Price, KUSL HD1 Richfield, KUSK HD1 Vernal, KUSR HD1 Logan, and KUSU FM HD1 91.5 Logan.